Good morning. This is Grievance Day hearings for the town of Shrewsbury. It is July 18th, 10 a.m. And we are here for a grievance appeal for Clayton J. Webster for property address 47 Railroad Way. This is involving parcels 959-0-0047, which has recently in the 2025 tax year been combined with inactive parcel 959-0-0049, as it is contiguous and under the same ownership, but separately deeded parcels. So, Jay, I'm going to give you the rules of grievance. This is your opportunity to tell us why the property may or may not be assessed fairly or relative to fair market value. You'll have about 15 minutes if you need it to state to state your case. We won't
One, it's Railroad Drive, not Railroad Way.
Oh, sorry. Okay, yeah, we'll fix that. Make sure it's correct. It just says Railroad Way on the card, so we'll correct that. That's so the last of my spiel is that we won't make a decision today, but we are obligated to get back to any appellants within 7 days of our last hearing, which appears that that will be today around noon. Okay. So so you have the floor to and Mimi has prepared a copy of and I didn't introduce that I am here, Lisa Wright, as the contract assessor with Mimi Burstein, who is also under contract as an assessor, but as the state can only has designated that we can only have one person as the assessor, I'm the decision maker in this case. Mimi has prepared copies of all of your property record cards, just in case you didn't have them, which you probably did. These. We probably sent them out with the change of assessment.
Okay.
So, you have the floor.
Yeah, basically, for one, the railroad way. That what I was most concerned about is the property, the way it's getting built. It's not broken down. It's all combined into one, if I understand now. Okay.
Do you want me to explain that?
Yeah.
It is. There is a note on your record, and it should continue to be noted that way on your on your map, the map for your parcel, that the two parcels are separately deeded and have been combined for tax purposes.
Right.
That is currently the law.
Yeah.
As Mimi has pointed out, the statute is calling for a change for that, but not effective until 2028.
Right.
The advantage to you of having it combined is it shouldn't affect your ability to subdivide, to sell those two.
Right.
Those two are separately deeded parcels, so you have the right by title, by the chain of title, to sell those independently at any time you choose. So the advantage to you, Jay, is assuming that you file a homestead on the 47 Railroad Way Drive or whatever it is, and we'll want to make sure we get that right, you would get the homestead tax rate on all of the land,
right?
Because that's what the law calls for.
That is,
and it is a 13 cent difference. So you take 13 cents times the assessed value of the additional land, divide that by 100. That could be a sizable amount. It's probably a few hundred. It's going to save you. It's the non-homestead rate is higher.
Right.
So if we were to list it at as a separate parcel, even with the values being exactly the same,
you pay. From it.
You are in this case. Now, the thing is, the homestead rate isn't always cheaper in some towns, so taxpayers might make a different argument. But I just feel like it's important to disclose that in the whole interest of it.
On this difference, what is that? Is this is it 158.7?
Right.
That land appraised for?
That's the value that we have it assessed for. And
I have your copy of the 2023, and you got the value of that at 150.
Yeah. And previously.
So that's an $8,700
difference. Yep. Yep, fair enough.
That's, that's basically where this, Okay. That is my one of
so
my
the the grievance is not so much about the combining the properties. Your mind has been put at ease about that.
Adrian Raymond explained that to me very well.
Awesome.
If I decide
to
sell it, I don't have to go through subdivision.
No.
Right. So that was my biggest concern.
So if you'll note on the card, so the value of 158 that was involved from that change is a matter of the grade that was put on the land. And
I can
work with that.
How do those grades work? This is another informational more than a grievance
right.
for me.
Right. So the grade on that is based on limitations on the land. So the old note on it says, and I don't have a date on that, unfortunately, it looks like it was after the 2010 reappraisal,
right.
But it says new grade on 153.9 acres is 0.65 because of the power lines and the railroad.
Uh-huh.
14 acres is in at no grade, reflecting the land in Clarendon. So it's listed with the 153 that's in Shrewsbury. We put the 14 in Clarendon in at no value so that it looks at the entire, it values the entire parcel on our schedule as one parcel of 167 acres, not one parcel of 153.
So you added the 153, how'd you come up with this? You
that's
added
the 14,
that into it?
14 in Clarendon. So, but that you're not assessed any value for the 14 acres. What that does is on our schedule, the price per acre, it gets lower with increasing acreage.
Okay.
So it probably doesn't make as big a difference with 14 acres out of 153.
Right. Okay.
But it was say, if it was say, 2 acres in Shrewsbury of a 200-acre parcel with the rest in Clarendon, it would make a big, big difference.
Right.
So,
right.
So that's why we use
that.
With
the power
feature.
Line, that was another big issue
right.
of mine.
But
I
now
mean, they
you
take
see,
up a lot of area.
You see, carried in here, and this was just, it's a natural mistake that Mimi made, and I could have done it myself, where we carried it through with the value of your previous assessment of the additional land beyond 2 acres of a 0.8 grade. And so what I would suggest doing is that we just correct this to add this parcel as two separate land lines of their own.
Right.
And get to a value that's similar with
right.
that.
Right. So that would be dropping things a little bit.
And while I'm kind of recusing myself or stating that I've done other work on this. Jay has an appraisal that I did myself, private appraisal for $150,000, but dated 2023. Now we're dealing with a 2010 reappraisal.
Right.
So the effective dates of those two are wildly different.
Right, right.
How much that affects a parcel with all those limitations to it might be questionable,
right. So basically it's been high way before this, higher than what
it might be. That's the harder comparison to make.
Okay.
So there's two reasons you can really three reasons you can grieve. One, because we don't have the inventory right. Two, because you don't believe that it's assessed fairly relative to fair market value. In other words, you couldn't sell it for that. And we've had people say that it's assessed too low.
Right.
And the third reason, which is the hardest one to demonstrate and debate, is whether if you're in at, say, if we believe 150,000 is the value, 132, you may be in at a greater proportion of market value than the average parcel in Shrewsbury.
Right. Okay.
But that becomes very difficult to figure, know.
Okay.
And we're going to sort it out in a year or so with a reappraisal.
Yeah.
But I think, not that I'm concluding my decision today.
Right.
We should take a look at it where I have looked at it just a year ago. I don't assume anything has changed
nothing,
with it.
Nothing, no.
I'm inclined to leave it at the same assessment that it was at before.
We're just going to leave it as it was.
We're going to, which will correct this parcel. This one will remain inactive. They'll remain on the same tax bill because
that's
law.
That's fine.
So.
Because my biggest thing was this. Oh, wait a minute here. This is now we're not getting the.
I.
They're combining it. But it's all deeded.
I understand that taxpayer concern, and I just, the lines have been kind of blurred with those things over the years.
Oh, yeah, and it's not having to come when the tax bill comes. Okay, this portion of this bill is this much for this parcel.
And that, I can give you a formula. Do you need that with the results of grievance?
Yeah, so I know
the
what
contributory
tax.
Value yes. of your land to your tax bill?
Right. That's,
So the easy way to
So I kind of know, when I go to Kayla and show her the tax bill, I can say, Kayla, no, this is not
part
yours.
Gotcha. So what you do, and we can, circle those on the new cost sheet, you take that value for the land. Say it's $132,000. It may not be the exact value when we combine it, but we'll get it fairly close with the same grades and all. So $132,000. You divide that by 100, and then multiply that by the homestead tax rate, and that's how you
just kind of get some sort of idea which ones are which and. From there.
That's what the state has given us with this law of it being contiguous. We spend a fair amount of our time as assessors combining them and then splitting them back apart and then combining them and then giving taxpayers a breakdown.
From the start of this, when I bought the land in Clarendon, then I got moved to Shrewsbury, then I was paying taxes in Shrewsbury and Clarendon for one house in each town.
Oh, ouch.
That went on for quite a while, didn't it, Becca?
That was before. That was probably before even the reappraisal.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay. I don't remember being involved in that.
Then Shrewsbury came to me and said, "Well, you didn't have a building permit."
That would be very confusing.
Confusing.
Is, and my goodness.
Well, I mean, basically, what I had to do is I had to pay the tax of both towns for. I don't know how many years it was.
It was a long time.
It went into escrow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
oh,
and they couldn't use it. And I could, but I had to pay for both towns.
What a mess.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then
so you're keeping an eye on it ever since.
The federal government came in.
That's fair.
That's when the federal government came in and did the back line. And they go, oh, no, Mr. Webster's property is in Shrewsbury.
Ah. And were you hoping it was in Shrewsbury or in Clarendon?
Well, I was hoping it was in Clarendon because there at the Shrewsbury was saying I didn't have a building permit or a septic permit or nothing. And I had it all done through the town of Clarendon. Because when I started building, it was in Clarendon. I went to Clarendon, got my building permits. And, oh, believe me, you wouldn't believe the files I got on it. I even got the...
Town lines can be messy.
I even got the Rutland Herald articles because it made the Rutland Herald quite a few times.
Oh, wow. I mean, as you can imagine, I've dealt with it many, many times. I've seen houses that were literally straddling a town line, so we had to do, we'd use a percent complete to put like 40% of the house in one town. There's one on Cones Point. It was $1 million house at that time on the tip of Cones Point that is like 80% in Wells or 20% in Pulteney or one or the other.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had to just make an educated guess on that because if you look at any map with town lines, they the town line will be defined for each town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I found that.
It gets really crazy. Yeah. So the task as assessors is you work as in a team approach with the other town to make sure that you're one of you is picking it up and that you're not both picking it up like happened to you.
Oh, it did.
So
I guess that's really all I really got. I mean, you explained a lot of things to me, so we're going to look at some things that might change things.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we will get back to you in writing.
The biggest thing was when I got to this, I went, oh, wait a minute. They're going to take the land and put it all into one. Then what, I've got to turn around and subdivide it when it's already been subdivided and I got different parcel numbers.
It gets crazy.
Yeah. So.
But no, that and I'm glad Adrian was able to ease your mind on that. At the end of the day, what carries the day on those things is the chain of title and the deed work.
I just
this tax map, it says right on it, not to be used for legal conveyance. And we right. always give that qualifier.
Yeah, so that's really the only thing I had changed to Railroad Drive.
Yeah.
That's because my Clarendon, I get my mail in Clarendon.
Okay.
And I have to register my dog in Shrewsbury. Did. I don't right. have a dog now, so.
Oh, my gosh. That's a
yeah,
lot
but
to
it,
track
see,
of.
The thing of it is, it went to Clarendon every day to go to the bathroom.
All right, I'm going to conclude this and stop this recording.